is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. Hurricane Allen is still a wobbly giant, but a powerful storm. Its general direction appears to be toward the South Texas coast, between Brownsville and Corpus Christi, but it's still far enough out in the Gulf to change course. Meantime, sometime tomorrow is when the hurricane may strike land. Its destructive winds are blowing at 150 miles an hour, but the storm is gathering even more strength from the warm Gulf waters. People are boarding up their homes and businesses, stocking up on food and candles. One of the places most exposed to the approaching hurricane is a sand reef off the South Texas coast, South Padre Island. David Dick was there.
Tom Tyson looked at the $5 to $8 million condominium complex he manages on South Padre Island and said yes, he was worried because the structures had never been tested in a hurricane. He said he and his wife planned to evacuate after everything had been done to make the buildings as secure as possible. Is it frightening? Said Sandy Tyson, noting the irony in her name, yes, when you don't know what you might be coming back to. In Laguna Madre, shrimp boats were hurrying to enter waterway sanctuaries. And from Brownsville to Port Mansfield and north to Corpus Christi, residents were completing their preparations for the evacuation order that most seemed to have accepted as inevitable. Hurricane party? Said Billy Swacker. Oh, no. No hurricane parties for me. If I was going to have a hurricane party, said Billy, I'd advise having it at least 400 miles inland. David Dick, CBS News, South Padre Island.
More news after this.
Nowadays, one of the most important considerations in buying a new car is the estimated gasoline mileage it gets. Now you can even improve on those mileage estimates for your car, new or old. The secret's in a bright yellow can of motor oil called Pennzoil PZL. You see, Pennzoil PZL is the Pennzoil that saves gasoline. Pennzoil PZL contains friction reducers that help your car's engine run easier, so it uses less gasoline. What's more, there's another way PZL can save money for you. It's a long-life motor oil, so you don't have to be concerned about changing your oil so often. If you're buying a new car, start it out right with Pennzoil PZL and follow the manufacturer's recommendation for oil changes so you'll protect your warranty. Nowadays, no matter what you drive, it's good to know you're driving with a Pennzoil that saves gasoline and oil changes. Pennzoil PZL. Ask for it.
The Carter forces claim they've already won the rules fight that's due to take place at next week's Democratic National Convention and will surrender no delegates to Edward Kennedy. But the senator arrived in New York today looking almost triumphant, as Stephanie Shelton reports.
Kennedy came to New York in style, the idea to look like a winning candidate, so Democratic convention delegates will make him one next week. The main event, a splashy noontime rally outside the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. It was heavily publicized and drew thousands and thousands of people, and Kennedy made his point over and over.
I come here to seek a free and open Democratic convention where all the delegates can vote their conscience. I come here to seek a fair Democratic platform, and I come here to seek and to win the Democratic nomination for President of the United States.
Then the Kennedy motorcade went racing back and forth across Manhattan for interviews at the city's newspapers and then live TV appearances on the local evening newscasts. A day of high visibility with more to come this weekend. Kennedy's last chance to turn Carter delegates into Kennedy supporters. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News, New York.
But even if President Carter wins, as expected next week, he may have wounds to lick, as Neil Strauser reports.
CBS News has learned that White House officials no longer are confident that Carter forces can hold the line on three important platform issues during next Tuesday's convention floor fight. One of them a plank on which they say President Carter could not run. They say they may lose if Senator Kennedy decides to base his primetime economic fight on a call for a $12 billion anti-recession jobs program rather than a companion plank on wage and price controls. And they may also lose on a women's issue cutting across Carter-Kennedy lines, a plank favoring federal funding of abortions. The latter, officials fear, could cost some votes in the fall, but they see the greatest political damage if the convention adopts a plank opposing deployment of the MX mobile missile, and they say it could happen. If it does, the officials say President Carter would have to disavow that part of the platform because it would undercut his defense against Republican charges that the administration is pursuing a weak military policy. Neil Strausser, CBS News, New York.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
Discover quality.
And discover big savings, too, with Ben Franklin's Item of the Month. August brings you over-the-calf tube socks in a comfortable blend of cotton and stretch nylon. Six pairs for boys are just $3.99. For men, $4.99. This month at participating Ben Franklin stores.
Discover Ben Franklin, where quality is right at home.
If you want to know what's happening, ask us.
John Travolta is back in the saddle as a Texas newlywed.
But is he riding full gallop or riding for a fall?
Sandra Locke, Clint Eastwood's Southern Belle, wants out of the Macho Man's screen shadow.
JR's daddy, Jim Davis, is a cowpoke off the Dallas set, too.
Outlaw Willie Nelson, country bard, turns matinee idol in Honeysuckle Rose. All in Us magazine, along with movie, music, and TV news and reviews, quizzes, and quotes.
So pick us up.
Bring us home.
Us magazine, on sale at your newsstand.
There are many more offices than the presidency at stake this fall, and there is an analysis out tonight of voter sentiment in several congressional districts that should cause concern for Democratic Party candidates. Phil Jones reports.
This report was prepared by the Democratic Study Group, a research organization for House Democrats. And as Richard Conlon, head of the Democratic Study Group, points out, it was not good news for the president or Democratic incumbents in Congress.
We have found that in the districts where we are most vulnerable, where the Democrats are most vulnerable in this election, the president is currently losing to Ronald Reagan in 50 or to Ronald Reagan and John Anderson in 56 of the 60 districts involved.
About half of the districts currently held by Democrats are included in the polls and presidential voting estimates made by congressional members in the past 4 months. Most of this was done prior to the Billy Carter controversy. The results, Republican Ronald Reagan and independent John Anderson are beating Mr. Carter in about 80% of the districts included in this analysis. Even before this study, several Democrats in Congress were worried that Mr. Carter would take the entire ticket down to disaster in November. These latest figures are sure to add to their fears. Phil Jones, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Wall Street in a minute.
On America's frontier, sometimes the only law was the law at the end of a gun. So too in my country, Australia. By the early 1800s, settlers like Jenny Taggart faced the violent wilderness and tamed it.
The Australians, the best-selling saga from the creator of John Jake's Kent Family Chronicles, continues with a great new book, The Settlers.
No settlers ever faced a harsher fate, shipped into exile like so much cargo. But Jenny Taggart grows into womanhood in The Settlers, turning this primitive land into a home, always remembering the sailor who chose love of England over love for her. You'll love Jenny's spirit, the Australian spirit, that makes each new book in this rich romantic series more exciting than the last.
The Australians, the epic book series continues with The Settlers, a new Dell paperback bestseller.
Stocks continued higher today. Dow Jones Industrials closed around 9.55, up 3.75 points. The average price per share up 10 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume nearly 59 million shares. Average price up 13 cents on the American. Wall Street on this World Tonight.